there's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
This was Cindy a couple of days ago. This was on Friday. I mean, we thought this had train wreck written all over it, right?
So I've been with my boyfriend since I was in high school. I'm 24 now, and says he. And he said that as soon as we got out of college, he would propose to me. And that was 2 years ago. This weekend, he's going out of town to Florida with some guy friends, and I'm going to pack up his stuff and move it into my apartment.
Okay, this isn't going to be good. This isn't going to be good at all, right?
Worked out fine for you.
Well, I was telling Melissa also that Stacy and I started talking about it after Cindy called in on Friday, and I couldn't figure out like why I wasn't more incensed and like why my roommates hadn't brought it up, because, you know, I forget everything, right? And I remembered that I had pretty much alerted my roommates that Stacy and I had the conversation that we were going to be moving in with each other. We just didn't know when. So when Stacy came over to move our stuff, it wasn't like this big alert that went off for them.
They knew it was
and
coming.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there. They knew
and
I was out in California.
And you didn't know it was going to happen that weekend either.
I didn't know it was going to happen that weekend either. So I come in and there is nothing left in my room except actually a big black bra, which wasn't Stacy's. Which I thought, good.
That's what she did.
Very, very good.
That's funny.
So Cindy was going to try the same thing here, but I think Jen nailed it. 99% of dudes that would have this happen to them are going to be so angry.
I mean, I know she says that they've been together since high school, and maybe they've talked about it more than what we understand, but I thought it was a little bit crazy. I mean, you know. I love you and your wife, and you guys have been together forever, but I would have told her if I was her friend back in the day that that was crazy. That's just a little forceful.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like
crazy tends to hang out with crazy because her best friend helped her with the move.
Maybe. But I would have been like, you sure you want to do that? Because to me, it's like strong-arming somebody into commitment with you.
I could see that.
Rather than having them want to be committed to you.
And I said this on Friday also. It's certainly, at the end of the day, if nothing else, is a red flag. I mean, because I can put the controlling label on my wife right now. We would not have an argument about that. So that's a red flag of a controlling woman right there.
Well, and I just mean what is this girl's name again?
Cindy.
Cindy. I just wanted to make sure she was okay that in every stage of their relationship, if this is how it starts with moving in together and then eventually getting married or having kids or whatever it is, those next big phases, if you're willing to strong arm him into all of those, then go for it. If you're not willing to strong arm him and you want the relationship to be different, just know that this is the way that you're creating the pattern.
Cindy, any of that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of, especially now.
What happened
this weekend?
Well, so I went over there this weekend to move his stuff, like I said. When I got there, his little brother was there, unbeknownst to me. He had decided that he had had enough of living with his folks, and he was going to move in with my boyfriend. And I had no idea that he was going to do this. And, of course, he was having none of that because he wanted a place to stay. And, so he called my boyfriend while he was down in Florida, and my boyfriend was like, no, my little brother's going to stay with me, and you're not going to move me out. So I'm not too happy with both of them, and I didn't get him moved, and I don't know if he's ever going to move in with me at this stage. So that was not exactly in my plans.
All right, so the first obstacle here is that his little brother, they've already made this agreement that they're moving in together, and your boyfriend didn't tell you anything about that, so you were surprised when you got over to his place.
Yeah, that was a big surprise.
It sounds to me like your boyfriend is afraid to commit to you. And that he purposefully signed up to live with his little brother because that would stall and give him more time. If you guys have been together since high school and you're 24, like maybe you need some time apart.
Yeah, let's take the moving part out of this whole thing, because I think there's a broader conversation, and I want just guys to call in on this, okay? 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. And here's my question for just guys, and I'll put you on the voice disguiser if you want. At what point do you know if this is a woman that you're going to spend the rest of your life with? Because I think you're going to be shocked that the number's not going to be anywhere near 8 years, Cindy.
Like, you think most guys will say, I knew in 6 months or 1 year whether it was going to be forever or not.
I think, Jeff, you back me on this? Mm-hmm. I think you know within 6 months.
Or less.
You think or less?
Mm-hmm. Definitely shouldn't take a year for him to know.
And if it takes longer, 8 years is...
That's a long time.
I said if it takes longer, 8 years is long.
8 years is way long.
It's a long.
Way long. 1-877-588-BERT, BERT. So that never crossed your mind? Like, maybe 8 years is just a long time? Like, maybe this is not really going to happen?
We were really, really young when we got together as well. I mean, you know, we were in high school.
But you're 24 years old now.
24, but yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, now, after this weekend, I'm starting to see a bit more of the reality of the situation.
Right, let's take a couple of calls from dudes for you. And the question here is, guys, in total honesty, what's the time limit that you know? I mean, within how many months if this is a woman that you could possibly spend the rest of your life with? Mm-hmm. Good morning, Bert Show.
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
You tell us.
I think, man, I've lived with a lot of different women. You should know within the 6 months, but honestly, it's like hearing a new song. You know, in the first 10 seconds, if it's all good, you know, in the first 3 to 4 weeks of hanging out with somebody, if their spirit's good, their ethics good, their morals are good, if they're on the same plane as you, their mentality, yeah, you might have to move in with them and get to know them. But within the first month, 6 weeks, then if you live with them, 3 to 4 months, you should know if this is somebody that's going to be on your level with you.
Here's where I don't agree with you on the 4 to 6 weeks thing. I think that initial phase here, you're so excited by everything that's so new, and you guys have commonality here. Like, that first 6 weeks or first 8 weeks, that doesn't even feel like real time to me yet. That's cloud time, you know?
Yeah, you're true. It's kind of you meet the person's representative. Yeah, I do agree with that. It's just, it's kind of I have a good judge of character myself. So I feel like within a little bit of time, I'll know if this person has the qualities of what I'm looking for in a lifelong mate.
You certainly would know in 8 years, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Cindy, I have a question for you. Is there a possibility that when he said, I'll marry you after college, it was to blow you off because you were bugging him about it?
Well, I certainly didn't think so at the time. No, I mean, he's a good guy, but... Now, I mean, I'm starting to question.
That doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It just means that he's probably thinking that he's not ready to commit either to you or commit at all.
Well, I've done some soul searching this week, and I'm afraid that's what I've kind of come to the conclusion of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the next 8 years of waiting usually goes by faster than the first 8 years. So I think you should.
Thanks,
you should be cool.
I don't know if you've heard my theory on this, but this is always controversial, and I always get nasty emails after I say it, but I still believe this in my heart, that if you're in a relationship for a long time, I think that you should have a silent deadline day. As a woman, you should know what your line in the sand day is. And if he meets that, great. And if not, it is time to move on. And this is an unspoken line in the sand. This is one that you know. Like, after 8 years, that might have been your 6-year mark. But if he's not going to do it by then, he's got serious doubts. And here, all your days and all your years now are starting to pass by. And before you know it, if this dude breaks up with you tomorrow, you're going to look back at the last 8 years and go, who could I have met and that I wasn't available for over the last almost decade?
And I'm not saying that this is what happened to you, but it's just a dose of reality on what happened to a friend of mine that dated a guy for about the same amount of time. They broke up. He broke up with her, and he was married within the next year. So it's, you know, it could be a case he's not ready to commit. It could just be a case he doesn't want to commit to you. And it's not a slam on you. It's just you're both young and you were high school sweethearts, and he just may not be ready to do that.
I've met plenty of 28, 29, 30-year-olds that ended up hanging out with a dude for 10 years. So from 20 to 30, they were with a guy. dude wakes up on his 31st birthday or whatever and decides, you know what, this is just not for me. Woman looks back and she's like, well, how about the last decade? How do I get that back?
Yeah, I think maybe I should start thinking about my own silent deadline if it's not already passed.
Good morning, Harold. You're on the Burt Show.
Your deadline should be 2006.
My deadline is 2 years. If you know that you've been with this person for 2 years, then you know this person's habits, you know their person's way they live, if their church going or anything like that. But 2 years is most.
And most of your time was spent in high school and college, right?
Yeah.
Together?
Majority of it.
And how long has it been in the quote-unquote real world?
Just a couple of years.
Okay. Because I think this is a more of a realistic indication.
It's holding you back, too, you know? I mean, there's other options out there. This is not your only option, but it probably feels like that because you guys have been together for so long, and this is the only guy that you've ever known and ever loved and, you know, in an adult relationship, but... There's more fish in the sea.
Your parents, none of your friends have ever said 8 years seems to be a long time.
Well, maybe they have.
Not yet.
Now you're just going to start to listen.
Now I recall those conversations.
Yeah.
All right, Cindy, we'll let you go. You sound a little beat down. Sorry about that.
Good luck.
That's all right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Poor thing.
Yeah. He's
just got a reality
He's
check.
Given her exactly, I mean, he's given her every sign.
Yeah. I mean, you say poor thing, but I mean, it's been 8 years. How many times
well,
has she
high
moved
school
that
and college.
Line of the sand?
High yeah. school and college.
Don't
and,
even
yeah.
count.
Here, Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.